Working. You never stop working. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You
praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Praise. to share, a part of humility is coming before God and surrendering 100% to Him. 100%. Accepting that we can do nothing without Him. Whether it's healing or restoration or whatever it is only Jesus that is going to do for us. A part of humility is coming before Him and just surrendering completely to Him, saying, God, You are the only one who can do this for Him, because You are all powerful. Healing comes from You. Restoration comes from You. Everything comes from You. Every good thing that we have, that we are going to get, is from Jesus. So even as we continue singing this chorus or bridge, just come to Him in an act of surrendering. Let's surrender our lives. Everything that is bothering you, or whatever it is, just surrender. Lay it all at His feet. Lay it all at His feet. Say to Him, God, I surrender. I surrender. You are great. You are great. Jesus, You are great.
I've forgotten what I have to share, but I'm just amazed. What I'm going to share is in line with what Nawaz, Esther, all of you have shared. And I was wrestling with God. I wanted to share some other scripture, but God kept telling me 1 Peter 2:24, 1 Peter 2:24. So I'm happy I obeyed. So according to 1 Corinthians 11, it says that whenever you break the bread, you do it in remembrance of Jesus. Now, what do we remember while we break the bread? We remember his finished work on the cross. Now, what is his finished work on the cross? Right? Now, whenever we share gospel or whenever we hear someone sharing gospel, it's usually more about the forgiveness of sins. But is that all? No. Let's look into the verse. 1 Peter 2:24. It's a very familiar verse. It says, this is talking about Jesus, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he took all our sins, past sins, present sins, and the future ones. None of us are perfect. We might do some sins. And all those sins Jesus took on himself, he made the payment so that we could receive forgiveness. Now, that's wonderful news, but that's not all. Next part says, by whose stripes you were healed. Jesus bore 39 to 40 stripes so that today when sickness knocks at your door, you have healing as your portion. Healing is your portion. And you have full right to receive healing because he made the price. He paid the payment. You know, there's no question about whether God wants you to be healed or whether he's allowing for a divine purpose. No, not at all. More than us, God wants to see us healed. You know why? Because he made a huge price. He paid a huge price, and that was his own beloved son, Jesus. So, if you have sickness, you have the right to be healed. Not because of our good deeds, but because of his grace and mercy, he showered it on us. And by faith, we receive it and we say, yes, Lord, thank you that by your stripes, we were healed. It's past tense because it's already done. It's a done deal, okay? Just the way the moment Jesus purchased forgiveness of sins for us, that very moment, he purchased healing for us. So it's yours, okay? So today as we break the bread, let's take the bread and remember and thank God for that broken body of Jesus, wounded body, body that bore so many stripes for our healing, and receive it, okay? Let's thank God and say, Lord, thank you for this bread that represents your broken body, Jesus, and I receive my healing because by your stripes we were healed. And as we take the wine, let's remember, this wine represents the precious blood of Jesus that gives us forgiveness of sins. Isn't that good news? It's not just forgiveness of sins, but it's healing, redemption, deliverance, everything. You know why? That's why we say it's good news. It's too good to be believed, right? So I request the ushers I'll pray first. Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing plan of yours. Thank you for this good news that not just gives us forgiveness of sins, but also gives us healing. Healing from every sickness. It could be last stage of cancer. It could be BP, cholesterol, sugar, you name it. Thank you, Lord, that we have the right to be healed because you paid it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I request the ushers to pass the elements. And this bread and wine is for those who have received Jesus as their only Lord and Savior. And if you're new and you don't know what's happening, nothing to worry. Just let the elements pass by. And if you want to know more about Jesus, feel free to come later after the service and ask us. We would love to share about Jesus. Amen.
We're going to continue to just sing about who Jesus is to us. Yeah. Jesus, my shepherd, my strength and my shield. Jesus, my constant help in my time of need. Defender, protector, all-powerful one. Jesus, almighty God, holy risen one. Jesus, my wisdom, my light and my guide.
Let Let us continue to lift the name of the Lord. And the verse on the screen, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Yeah, okay. I'll just read it from here. Keep your lives free from money. Does it say that?
No.
It says, keep your lives free from the love of money. And be content with what you have. Now, this is the same verse which Esther shared last time. And as I was preparing and seeking the Lord for what I have to share today, I felt that this verse needs, we just can't do it in one church service. This is so precious, this is so deep, there's just too much the Lord is talking here with us that we need to look and learn, observe and learn. He's saying, keep your lives free from the love of money. Not from free from money, but love of money. And be content. But how to do that? Why to do that? Okay, so let's read further. It tells, because God has said, not me, not the band or the pastor, but God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So how does that make a difference? Like, does that bring food on the table, the fees for school or bills? And how does that make a difference? We've been talking about healing. So how does this, okay, if Lord is with me, but all this is happening. And let's see the second verse. It makes a difference. Why? Because, as Shoma shared, and this verse, it's in 1 Corinthians. It tells us, for us, there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things. He's the source of all things. So whether it is bills to pay or clothes to wear or whatever it is that we need, He is the source of all. It's not our salary. It's not the government, it's not our investments, okay? Whatever it is that we need, He is the source of all things. We've been talking and singing about healing, health, wholeness. He's the source of all things. So as we will now be collecting offering or tithing, what we are doing is, through our actions, we are saying, no, my trust, my security, is in the Lord, my Father, who is the source of all things. My trust, my security is not on my salary, my income, my parents, or whatever it is we depend, or whoever we depend on. We are saying through this act of offering that He is the source of all things. And that is why we do it week after week. Because we need that reminder, that confession of faith, that He is the source of all things. So, yes, I would request the ushers to collect the offering. And let's make it not a ritual. Okay, we've been doing all these years. Let's just make it an act of confession of faith that the Lord is source of all for our lives.
Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. I live for you alone, every breath that I take, moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me, Lord. Give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way with me. This is my desire to all. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise, and all that I adore, all that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul.